Thank you for joining us for another power-packed message from the Expression House headquarters, Mokola, Ibadan. We bring people into membership in God's family, mature them in Christ's likeness, equip them for ministry, and send them out for missions to the world in order to magnify God's name. We hope that this message is a blessing to you as you advance your life and discover purpose. Connect with us on all our social media platforms at the XPHNG or join us on site at Mokola, Ibadan for fellowship and partnership. Now, let's get into the message.
Galatians 3:13 and 14. Christ, the anointed one and his anointing, has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Glory to God. Being made a curse in our place. A curse for us. I see a lot of people are sweating this morning. I'm sweating myself. Father, we receive the resources to put air conditioners in this place and to get a new generator to power it. Can God do it? We receive that in Jesus' name. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. And Jesus did hang on a tree at Calvary. So at that point, all the curse of the law, as outlined in Deuteronomy chapter 28, from verse 15 all the way to 68, heavyweight curses. All of them that were supposed to come on us came on him as he was hanging on the cross. Paul the apostle picked that up by the Holy Ghost. And he was attempting to let the church in Galatia, and by extension us today, understand that we are no longer, if you are in Christ, you cannot be in Christ and be under the curse at the same time. Unless you don't know. And what you don't know, you don't know. Because today it will shock you that there are believers who are living under the curse. It doesn't matter whether you are an African or European, Caucasian, American, doesn't matter anything. There are two forces running this world today. Two forces that are very active. One is called the blessing. The other is called the curse. I'm not talking blessings. I'm talking the blessing. The blessing without an S at the back. And that's what Christ has purchased for us. And so Paul, by the Holy Ghost, said Christ has redeemed, is not about to redeem us. He has bought us back through his blood. Now, why did he redeem us from the curse of the law? Redeemed us from the curse of the law, yeah, we just redeemed and then we're just there hanging. No, verse 14 answers that question. Verse 14 starts with that, or so that. The blessing, that's the word right there. You see, it has no S at the back. So it's not the blessings. Abraham's blessings are mine. Error. Abraham's blessings are not yours. The blessing of Abraham is yours. Amen? Abraham's blessings were the cattle of Abraham, the gold, the silver, the tent. Do you know where those are today? The camels? We don't know where they are. We don't even need them right now. So when you become born again, when you surrender your heart to Jesus, what you receive is not money. It's not gospel according to St. Dollars and pounds. What you receive is a spiritual substance called the blessing. So anybody that is born again is a blessed person. Don't judge them by what they wear. Don't judge them by where they live, what they drive, what they don't drive. Don't allow anybody to judge you by what you have or what you don't have. Because what you have is greater than what they see. You have Christ. And if you have Christ, you are already, according to the word of God, blessed. Can somebody say, I'm blessed? You may be wealthy and not blessed. People who have money, all the property, and they don't have Jesus, they are not blessed. They are wealthy, they are rich, but they are not blessed. So Paul the apostle by the Holy Ghost said, Christ has redeemed us. What for? What for? He has redeemed us from the curse. Unto what? Unto the blessing of Abraham. So that blessing might come on us. We are the Gentiles. natural Gentiles, through Jesus Christ, the only channel to access the blessing of Abraham is Jesus Christ. Not through philanthropism or philanthropy or nicety or good deeds, good works. You know, when you're really good and nice to people, you are really going to be blessed. You're going to have the blessing of Abraham. No, the only way to have that blessing is through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the door to the blessing. Can I have an amen? And you remember he said, I am the door. Like he said, I'm the good shepherd. He also said, I am the door. And any man that does not enter into the fold through the door, but finds another means to enter, is a robber and a thief. So the only way to the blessing, the only way to the kingdom of God, the only way to the Father is Jesus Christ. No argument. And that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Now, I started this series a couple of weeks ago. I will not be able to recap. I'm sorry, those of you who are hearing this for the first time, I'm going to encourage. We have these messages already recorded. We have them on Spotify, AudioMark, YouTube, Facebook. Please find the means to get it. Media, you can sensitize our first-timers and church members on how to access this series, because I want to press further a little this morning. Now, everybody understands that once you are in Christ, you are blessed. Is that clear? Okay, do you understand that? Okay, so are you blessed? Why are you blessed? Because you have Christ. That's clear. God bless you. Amen. Now, the Lord put some thoughts in my heart, and I promised 2 weeks ago I'll start sharing them today. Number one thing that the Lord put in my heart for you, now that you are in Christ, begin to see your new life in Christ as a fruitful field. FF. Begin to see your new life in Christ as a fruitful field. Somebody say, my life is a fruitful field. The first time I came across that word fruitful field, or the field that the Lord has blessed, was in Genesis 27. If you go to Genesis 27, can we read very quickly from verse 25 all the way to verse 40? Let me see how far I can go. Glory be to God. Now, what happened, what transpired in that account was that Isaac had become an old man. He was about to die. And it was the custom of the people of that time, you know, coming, being a descendant of Abraham, that before they died, they would pass on the blessing to their sons. So Abraham did for Isaac. I believe Isaac learned that custom from Abraham. And so Isaac himself was an old man now who was about to die. So he called his son Esau. Esau was the firstborn, because this blessing in particular was meant for the firstborn. And said, Esau, my son, go into the field, make me venison, what you will call asu in our days, or suya, or barbecue. He said, make it for me, let me eat it, so that my soul can bless you before I die. And in no time at all, there was a conspiracy between Jacob and his mother, Rebekah. And they worked it out, and Jacob brought the meal for the father. And the father asked the question in Genesis 27, verse 20. He said, how come, my son, that you found it so quickly? How come? Because he knew that he was supposed to go into the field and hunt for the game, and then it would take some time to kill it and then prepare it and bring it. But this was so quick. It was ready now. And Jacob said to his father, he said, because the Lord your God brought it to me. And Isaac didn't even argue, because Isaac also believed in the ability of God to bring it to him. I pray for someone today. What others are chasing after will actually come to you. Because we're in the kingdom of God, there are certain things that we're not supposed to be chasing. We are to chase God. We are to chase his kingdom. We are to chase righteousness. Jesus said that in Matthew 6:33. He says, seek ye first, not next. First, not next. First, not second. First. What are we supposed to seek? The kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things you will not have to chase, but they will be added to you. Good jobs will be added to you. Promotion will be added to you. The good things that will make your life easy will be added to you. The connections, the help, the favor you need will be added to you. So we don't chase after things. We only chase after God. Like David said in Psalm 63. He said, oh God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsted for thee. My flesh longed for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. Why? To see thy power and thy glory. as I've seen in the sanctuary. I've seen you in the church. I want to see you in the field. As the heart panted after the water brooks, so pants my soul after thee, O God. Our hearts should yearn for God. Things of life will come to us. Jacob said to the father, the Lord your God, the Lord whom you serve, brought the animal to me. And Isaac believed. You can go out there and God can help you to catch it. But an easier way will be that where you are, God brings it to you. The first time I left the shores of Nigeria, the call came to me. I didn't plan to go to the U.S. I had gone to the U.K. embassy, they refused me. I had gone to German embassy, they refused me. So America would be the last on my mind. You don't want to dare America. That's almighty America. But guess what? In his own time, at his own pace, because he makes all things beautiful, he brought it to me. God has brought into my life connections. Hello, Pastor Fred, call this person. What for? Don't worry, call the person. I've seen God do amazing things, not only in my life, in the lives of many people. And I pray for you that in this season, as you make God your focus, like David said in Psalm 16 and verse 8, I have set the Lord always before me. Because he's at my right hand, I will not be moved. As you make the Lord your focus, the good things of life that your mates are chasing after will chase after you. That was the story. Isaac then said to, he suspected this was Jacob. Because the voice was Jacob's. But when he felt his hand, the hand was Esau's. Ara, Lara, Esau. Ohun, Lohun, Jacob. When people sometimes tell me, I was passing by. He was from outside. I heard your voice. I said, yeah. Oh, Jacob. And then he said, let me smell you, my son. Now let's go to verse 25, Genesis 27. And he said, bring it near to me, and I will eat of my son's venison, that my soul may bless thee. And he brought it near to him, and he did eat, and brought him wine, and he drank. And his father Isaac said unto him, come near now and kiss me, my son. Now, this was the way of greeting in their culture. This is not the kiss between a husband and his wife. So don't go about kissing everybody after service and said, we read it in the Bible today that Isaac and Jacob kissed each other. This is not Adam and Steve. Glory be to God. And he came near and kissed him, or you can say hugged him, embraced him. And he smelled the smell of his raiment. Isaac, an old man full of wisdom, about to die. He still wanted to be sure. Because if this guy is truly the hunter, he will not smell like the guy in the kitchen. Because Jacob loved to be at home with his mama. Jacob was mommy's boy. He was the kind of guy that would make a meal for the family. He could cook jollof rice for a party. There are some guys like that. I respect them. They know how to make meals. And I'm wondering, when you get married, you'll be beating your wife. You know, not physical beating. When it comes to kitchen affairs. And ladies love such men. So they can just cross their legs and he's making the meal. Glory be to God. Some of us, we don't have that calling. Our calling is all taste and see that the Lord is good. And he came near and kissed him and he smelled the smell of his raiment and blessed him. See, notice, I said this 2 weeks ago, the blessing is usually voice activated. Another way to pass the blessing, maybe I didn't tell you that, is through touch. Through touch. You will see that in the book of, in the account of Mark, Jesus, when the disciples were chasing away children, he rebuked them, said, no, let the children come to me. And he took them in his laps and he laid his hands on them and touched them and blessed them. So fathers can bless their children through the voice. It's voice activated. It can also be touch activated. And it can be both at the same time. Are you with me, church? And so the Bible says, and blessed him and said, blessed him. The primary way is actually through the voice. Blessed him and said, see, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field the Lord has blessed. I pray for someone today. I don't know who I'm talking to. I don't know what you are going through in life. I don't know what smell your body is bringing out to people who are supposed to help you. Some of these things are spiritual. It is not because you have body odor. You just get somewhere and they just don't like you. They just don't want to do business with you. A contract they promised you already, they give it out to someone else who is even less qualified because you're oozing a terrible odor. People can see you from the screen and just like you. So why can't that be your portion? And then you appear and they even like you more than what they saw on the screen. May your smell be the smell of a fruitful field. The field that the Lord has blessed. This morning I wanted to see your life as a field. Our lives indeed are a field. But this is a field that carries the blessing of the Lord. When you see a field that is blessed, it looks green. When you see the other one, like Mount Ebal in the Bible, and Mount Gerizim, upon Mount Gerizim, they pronounce the blessing. They said they have green vegetation there. But if you look at Mount Ebal, it's like a desert. Nothing grows there. There are certain people, nothing grows in their hands. If you commit a fellowship into their hands, it will die. If you give them a job to do, it will spoil. But there are certain people, whatever you put in their hands flourishes and it grows. I pray for you today. Maybe you are connecting as I'm talking to you right now. You are a field that the Lord has blessed. From today, nothing dies in your hands. Big projects are going to be committed in your hands and you will accomplish them. In your place of work, you will be the favorite that they want to do business with in the name of Jesus. In your firm where you practice, whatever case they hand over to you, you will flourish in it. Can I get a better amen? As a doctor, whatever case comes to you, it will be the one that the Lord has finished. There are some works that are difficult, very difficult. They appear simple, but they are difficult because there's an undertone, there's a spiritual undertone. To find expression for this, I'll find it easier in Yoruba language. Ise t'Olorun ti pari. Olorun ma ma gbe fun e. The work that God has finished, God has completed. That's the work that will come to you. It will be easy to execute. Can I have an amen? A friend of mine shared a story. He runs a travels company in Port Harcourt. A mother came with her son and said, I want my son to travel abroad. And he asked a lot of questions and then asked for certain documents and told them the bill. And they were happy. Both of them left. They had tried several places. They rejected that boy's visa. So the mother showed concern. I want my son. Everybody has their children abroad. I want my son to go. I am to sponsor. I want him to go. The boy was crying. Uncle, I've gone everywhere. I've done even me that I have more documents than my friends. They will refuse me. So my friend offered to help. And he's a man of the spirit. He joins our Bible study every Thursday. He's a senior friend of mine. He said the two of them left his office and of course he was hoping that they would credit him and then the work would start. After a while, the mother came back. And the mother said, that boy must not go anywhere. Do you understand? Mama, but you brought him here. I said he's not going anywhere. So you can see. So, did you venture? Is it venture what? If he did that thing outside of the mother's wish, that visa will be refused. Because she will frustrate not only the boy, she will frustrate the application, she will frustrate my friend and bring problems to his business. The business that will land you in jail, you will never do it. There is law in this country. So don't join them to say, Nigeria is a lawless country. It's a law. Go and commit a crime. You know that my customer? He's cooling up. They must have shaved his head and beard now. I will be happy to see him on Thursday in court. He's a scammer general of the universe. They are so ashamed now in his church. The stretch banner, they put another church banner to cover his face and name. And there are two judgments still coming. Don't join anybody to commit a crime. Don't inflict pain on humanity. He collected almost ₦1 billion, traveled to Thailand with his wife on an expensive vacation. Lodged in a luxury hotel. They had a vacation on a yacht. On a yacht! Other people's money, OPM. And he will come on the pulpit and preach. Oh, you know, it doesn't matter how people see you, the way you see yourself. The way you see yourself, he's seen himself now without a mirror. A child of God never has any business going into crime. I only use that example of my friend to let you know that there are cases they may bring for your business. But I'm praying for you now that there will only be cases that God has settled. When Isaac said that, see what he said after, as he began to release the blessing. He said, therefore, after he first of all pronounced that the smell was the smell of a field which the Lord has blessed. Somebody say, my life has the smell of a field that the Lord has blessed. You know the word blessed is the word beraka in Hebrew, and it means empowered to succeed, empowered to do well. Empowered to blossom, empowered to excel. You are empowered. So there are certain things you don't need to do. Don't get into the other world. Don't go into sin. You are already empowered. It's only a matter of time and faith. Your flourishing will appear. Don't do what your mates are doing to get ahead in life. Anything that is not legitimate, anything that is not legal, anything that is not biblical, don't do it. You continue to drink your Gary. Don't worry. Suffer for a while. 1 Peter 5:10. Can you put that on the screen for me quickly? Real quick. Young people need to learn this because Christianity is not name it, grab it instantly. It doesn't work like that. But the God of all grace, let's read this together, everybody. One, two, go. But the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal shame. What has he called unto? Eternal what?
Glory.
Eternal what?
Glory.
Glory. By Christ Jesus. Not by any other person. After, not before, after that you have enjoyed, suffered a little while, suffer the while. What you are going through right now, you're suffering a while, but there is an end to it. The Bible says, surely there is an end, and the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut short. Ah! Do you have an expectation? Is there something you're trusting God for? I am telling you, by the anointing of the Holy Spirit, it is going to come to pass.
Amen.
After you have suffered a while, make you perfect. The word perfect there does not mean sinless. Makes you mature. Mature. We mature through suffering. Omojiya olongbo tantisha toko e. Even Jesus, in Hebrews, the Bible says, learned obedience through the things he suffered. I have learned to be more empathetic in my life through what I suffered 2 years ago. Less judgmental, more empathetic. Because if anybody had told me that they lost the kind of money I lost in that business, which is coming back anyway, I would have said to them, you are stupid, stupid. How could you give that much money to somebody living in London? Because the man of God. What? Doesn't that sound stupid? Do you know how many times I stood before the mirror and I looked and I said to the person I saw in front of the mirror, stupid. Dumb. But I learned something. Lessons learned. It is not everybody that speaks in tongues as a child of God. It's not everybody that quotes Bible that is born of God. They can quote Genesis to Revelation. Give you beautiful names. It's called oration. 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 We are not to speak as orators. We are to speak as ministers. Oracles. Oracles we are, not orators. After you have suffered a while, make you mature. Establish. He will establish you. He will establish your faith on Christ, the solid rock. Nothing shakes you anymore. Then he will strengthen what he has established. And then when you are strengthened, the next phase, settle. Settlement is what we like. But God will not jump perfect, establish, strengthen, and just say to you, you have to go through that process. Some of you are going through a process now. God is processing you. And by the time you come out on the other side, you are going to come out as the finest product this world has ever seen. Amen. Three people said amen, Lord. Amen. That's when you have a testimony. You haven't been through anything. You say you have a testimony. No. Testimony. Testimony. It's only those who survive it that can come back and say, this was the test I had. Testimony. Testimony. Glory be to God. May the Lord say to you, amen. After you have suffered a little while, nobody said amen, Lord. Amen. Pastor, you have suffered enough. Oh. This offering is enough. We can go fast forward. Have you ever been there? No. Am I the only one who is real here? Have you ever been there when you say, Lord, can we fast forward this phase of my life? Can we go to that point where I'm financially stable? Like that stage where I can afford to go to Dubai on vacation. Oh my God, how sweet is that stage of my life? I can see it. Because you can see it, it is coming. Psalm 30 verse 5 says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And I'm surprised many Christian people are singing worldly songs. Worldly people are singing Christian songs now. Is that not a shame? When Christians are not picking the signals, secular musicians are picking the signal. Somebody sang, joy is coming. I thought it was a gospel song. I was shaking my head the first time my heart is in the car. Boom, boom, bass, 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 boom, boom. Joy is coming. I said, ah. It's one of my favorite scriptures. It took me a while to understand where the guy was coming from. Glory to God. But hey, what's wrong with Christian people? They are the ones now doing Angeli Dongri in the church. Church people are now singing worldly songs. And then if you refuse to pick signals, signals are always there in the realm of the spirit. The spiritual will pick it. One lady sang, Omo Bani Mi, I don't subscribe to her theology, but say, I love the way she said it. She bought Mobanimi or Moba Unshoju or Moba Okimberu, but you find the children of the kingdom are afraid, intimidated when we have dominion. Kai, that is changing the name of Jesus. This blessing empowers us. When you're empowered, you're bold because you're empowered. Look at what Isaac said. After he talked about the smell of the field that the Lord has blessed, then he moved on. He said, therefore means as a result of that smell of the field that God has blessed. Therefore, consequently, as a consequence, what would then happen? God, give thee of the dew of heaven. Lord, one person said amen. Amen. Are you present in church? Forget about the beans and plantain you left at home. I got 13 more minutes to go, guys. 14 minutes. Lord, help Pastor Fred. Amen. Therefore, God, give thee of the dew of heaven. Amen. The dew of heaven makes your life fresh. When you see dew on the grass early in the morning, it's always there clean, pristine, clear, crystal clear. Without that, the grass will go brown, malnourished, and will die. So God gives them their food early in the morning. Soft life. The dew of heaven. May the dew of heaven rest on you. Makes life fruitful. Makes life. Life doesn't have to be so hard. I know challenges, issues, storms, but in the midst of that, we have peace. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Therefore, God give thee of the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth and plenty of corn and wine. Let people serve thee and nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren. That's dominion. And let your mother's sons bow down to thee. Look at what Isaac said. These were the words that God said directly to Abraham. Isaac said, cursed be everyone that cursed thee. And blessed be everyone that blessed thee. Pie. There are some of us, you don't curse. We don't need to curse back. Church, if anybody curses, you don't curse back. It bounces back immediately. Cursed is everyone that curses you. And if anyone blesses you, guess what? They have helped themselves because God is going to bless them in return. Did you hear what I said? That's who we are. I'm showing you who you are in Christ. All of this came under the old covenant. Jesus came and fulfilled everything in the new. And it came to pass. As soon as Isaac had made an end of blessing Jacob, after he had pronounced the blessing, and Jacob was yet scarce gone out from the presence of Isaac, his father, that Esau, his brother, came in from his hunting, came too late. And he also had made savory meat, some suya, savory meat, and brought it unto his father, and said unto his father, let my father arise and eat of his son's venison, that thy soul may bless me. They knew the importance of that blessing. Don't live life without that blessing. The Jewish nation never joke with it. Every Friday till today, the fathers bless their children. They place hands on them and bless them. In a home where the father is absent, the mother will do it. And he also had made savory meat and said, my father, please bless me. And Isaac, his father, said unto him, who art thou? And he said, I am thy son, thy firstborn, Esau. Ah! And Isaac trembled very exceedingly, because he knew the import of what had happened. This was what Esau played with. Don't blame Jacob. Esau was a man that believed in instant gratification. Came back from hunting one day, he didn't find anything, he was hungry, his brother was cooking asaro, pottage, yam pottage. And he begged his brother to give him pottage, and the brother said, give me your birthright. I mean, wasn't I supposed to, you crazy? Birthright for pottage? Are you normal? Would you get the heck out of here right now? The firstborn. Some Bible scholars said that blessing can be divided into about 24 channels. 24. That's a multiple of 12. The number of God's government. And he said, one take it. Give me a bear. Instant gratification. The Bible says in New Testament to none, it said, let no one of you be a profane person like Esau, who for a mess of pottage sold his birthright. A mess of pottage. That is what always happens every time you get into instant gratification. I want to have sex and I want to have it right now. I can't wait till marriage. I need to do it now. Now. I can't keep myself. My tank is full. I need to empty the tank. Okay. And she's available. She gives it to you. You know what you have done? You have taken a mess of pottage and you've released your birthright. The Bible says in the New Testament, using an Old Testament account, let none of you be a profane person. In your son, a vain person, a useless fellow like Esau, who sold his birthright for a mess of pottage. 5 minutes sex, you are done. You are a horse, 1 hour, okay? What does it bring to your life? Will CBN call you after and say, oh boy, you have tried. We are crediting 1 billion. What profit does it bring? It's not the only thing. There are so many other things, so many other areas. But I know you can connect very easily. I'm saying this because, you know, Satan will pressure you like hunger pressured Esau. Some people, the way they handle their hunger, you know, they for them to go find life, it will take God. When they are hungry, the house is in turmoil. They can beg food from Satan. Say, give me, I will give you back later. I will curse you later. I will rebuke you later, but give me food now. Give me food now. Jesus would have lost it if he didn't know who he was. Matthew 4:4, Luke 4:4. He was hungry. Satan comes when you have a legitimate need for that thing. You are a virgin. You are keeping yourself. There will be pressure, my friend. Whether male or female, there will be pressure. There is something called libido. It's a hormone God put in all of us. It makes you want to have sex. And sex is a beautiful thing. Don't let anybody tell you sex is horrible. No, it's sweet. I've had it before. And I'll be 15 years in marriage this year. So that gives you an idea. And I have 2 children, so that gives you an idea. I'm a spiritual virgin, glory be to God. Look, Satan, are you listening to me right now? Don't get too distracted. We have 7 minutes to go. Satan will pressure you in the area of your legitimate need. But do you know what he's after? He wants to get your birthright. Don't give him your birthright. In exchange for a mess of pottage, was that the last meal he would eat in his life? If he didn't eat that meal, would he have died? No, come on, talk to me. Would he have died? If he had not eaten it, would he have died? The guy was a hunter. He could as well go back to the... I'm sure there was food in the house. If there's no food, pour garlic inside water, soak it, my friend. Take whole body, you use that for guiding, Abi? For a while, you take a guide. Abi? In one moment, he said, no way, take birthright. Then he took... That Jacob guy was smart. Till tomorrow, God is called the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Esau. Huh? He's called the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He should have been Esau. The firstborn. Does that not tell us something? You may be doing whatever you like underneath the cover. Nobody knows, but God knows, and Satan knows. What you will be missing because of that little sin, you never can tell. Hypergrace people will tell you, does it? Oh no, under the new covenant. We see all these things don't matter. They are sins of the flesh. They are not sins of the spirit. The grace of God will make you anything. Paul said, I am who I am by the grace of God. The same Paul said in 1 Corinthians 9:27, I keep my body under so that having ministered to others, I myself will not be a castaway, because he could easily be a castaway. Once saved, forever saved is a lie, is a scam. I tell you anywhere, how many people would have been mighty tools in the hands of God today, but they ended their ministry on the laps of Delilah? Do you realize that the Bible never records that Samson had sex with Delilah? The best we had of them was that Samson put his head on the laps. He turned. Ministry called party. So he turned. Satan comes to put pressure in the area of your legitimate need. Never forget that. But you have dominion over him. One person said amen. Amen. Where is he that has taken venison and brought it to me? And I have eaten of all before thou camest, and have blessed him. Yay! Isaac shouted, and he shall be blessed. You know why? Because the blessing is irreversible. Once it is released, it becomes permanent. If you put it on a goat is blessed. Thank God, God doesn't make mistakes. He said, That guy shall be blessed. Long. He shall be blessed. Look at what the guy now said. The brother. And when Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with a great and exceeding bitter cry. Oh, bitter. You will not cry a bitter cry in Jesus' name. And said unto his father, bless me, even me also, oh my father. Oh, God, I bless you. Bless me too now. I even just want blessing. He asked for it. See? And he said, thy brother came with subtlety and has taken away thy blessing. He was only blessing you. You are the original owner, but he's taking it away. And he said, now Esau was now talking. Is not he rightly named Jacob? Now you know. Jacob means 419. Scammer. For he has supplanted me these two times. So you remember. He took away my birthright. No, he didn't take it away. You gave him, sir. And behold, now he has taken away my blessing. You allowed it. Because whoever has the birthright has the blessing, actually. The birthright is not useful without the blessing. The blessing activates the birthright. And he said, has thou not reserved the blessing for me? It's a reserve. When he was enjoying the fornication, he didn't know. You see, sin is a bitter, is a sweet, bitter experience. Any sin, you steal money, you enjoy it now. You go to Mr. Biggs or Captain Cook, you spend the money. Sweet. But when they catch you, it becomes bitter. Somebody was going to Thailand. He was flying business class. He was shortly between Nigeria and London twice a month. Business class. Business class ticket is not less than 5 million. He was flying twice. Niger, London. London boy. He would just come, big boy. Smelling fresh. One day I went to see him in his hotel. One of the most expensive hotels in Ibadan. And he brought out one perfume. Ah! I looked at that perfume and said, wow, thank God I don't have covetousness in my life. Big boy! I didn't know it was our money he was enjoying. Now they put him among convicted criminals. When he was spending the money, sweet. He was going to Enish in London. Eating out. Very expensive places. Buying expensive clothes. Flying business class. Now, it would be as though he had never stepped the airport in his life. That's the way sin is. You're doing something now. You're enjoying it. God is telling you, stop it. You say, no, I'm enjoying it. Okay. But the end of it is bitter. Do you prefer to suffer now? Suffering is bitter. At the end of the day, God gives you sweetness. Or you want to enjoy the sweetness now and then bitterness later. That was the case of Esau. And Isaac answered and said unto Esau, now he wanted to bless him. He said, behold, I have made him your Lord. He's your younger brother, but I have made him. Because what the blessing does is that it sets one on top of the other. You remember Jacob did the same thing. When Joseph brought his two sons in Genesis 48, Ephraim and Manasseh, Jacob crossed his hand and he set Ephraim before Manasseh. The blessing sets you in front. Even if you are at the back, the blessing will go and locate you and bring you to limelight. And I see God doing that for you. This season and beyond, God will move you forward. Above every obstacle, you will thrive. You will do well. You will rise. Shout a better amen now. So I made him your Lord, and all his brethren have I given to him for servants. How did he do that? Through proclamation. Through the words of the mouth. I warn you, don't get the curse from your parents, and don't get it from your pastor. Those two people are dangerous. Try not to get curse from their mouth. You see that, my father in the Lord? I love him so much. I will never do anything that will make him curse me. I'm still praying. Look at my life. My life is beautiful. A fruitful field. Don't let any pastor curse you. as a man of God. I'm not talking about scammers. Scammers cost, but it goes back to them. Can you imagine they organize the prayer meeting in their church? Back to sender. Back to sender. Pastor Fred, Elegbe, back to sender. One ring, death with all of them. One ring. Businesses collapsed. They did not attend prayer meeting again. The first was the last. Because he whom God has blessed, nobody can curse. He said, I've given him all his brothers for servants. And listen to this. And with corn and wine have I sustained him. This man is talking about the future. I have sustained his future with corn and wine, abundant provision. He will never lack. He cannot lack because I have sustained him with corn and wine. Did he give him bags of corn? Did he give him a truckload of wine? What did he give him? The blessing. You see, the blessing is a spiritual substance that goes into action and begins to create opportunities, begins to touch the hearts of men, begins to arrange events, begins to rearrange offices just to bring you to the position that God has ordained for you. Did you get what I said? In some cases, when some people lose their job, it is because somebody else has to come to that office. We heard of Vashti and Esther. Esther was a slave girl, crowned queen. It shouldn't happen, but the blessing was working because she was of the seed of Abraham. Kai, 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 Kai. The blessing will elevate you. What did he say again? He said, and what shall I do now unto thee, my son? And Esau said unto his father, hast thou but one blessing, my father? One. Firstborn, entitled to 24, was asking for one. Put here, she come by me one. Then she guide him. One. And bless me. He said, even me also, my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. He wept loud. You will never weep again. Amen. The next phase of your life, you are going into a season of laughter. Amen. You will laugh out loud. Amen. Over everything that has made you weep, you will begin to laugh out loud. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, this week you will laugh. Amen. Next week you will laugh. The rest of your days you will laugh. Psalm 126 will come alive in your life. He says, when the Lord brought again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among themselves, they hid it. The Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth bearing precious seed shall doubtless come back again and weep it. Shall doubtless come back again, bringing the sheaves with him. Come back with rejoicing. You'll come back with rejoicing. Amen. And Isaac, his father, answered and said unto him, behold, look at the blessing he eventually gave him. Thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth. At least when you do something, you'll be able to eat. And of the dew of heaven from above. And by thy sword, this one, I don't know whether it's a blessing or a curse. And by thy sword shall thou live, either. By your sword you shall live. I don't know. And shall serve thy brother. Does that sound like a blessing? It was as if he was cursing him. And it shall come to pass. Now listen. When thou shall have the dominion, that thou shall break his yoke from off thy neck. When you have the dominion, you will break his yoke. Those blessing words craft your future. They run ahead of you, creating opportunities, arranging events, ordering your steps, rearranging meetings, touching the heart of men and women, bringing you favor, and changing their disposition towards you. And that which has been said will come to fulfillment. Can I have an amen? Amen. I close by saying this. When the blessing is activated by faith in your life, It turns your wilderness into a fruitful field. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, is a new creature, right? All things have passed away and all things have become. Isaiah 32 and verse 15. Stand on your feet, everybody. I want you to run with this scripture this week. Isaiah 32, verse 15. Isaiah 32, verse 15. Let's read it together. One, two, go. Until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness be a fruitful field, and the fruitful field be counted for a forest. I want you to go and meditate on this scripture. Do you have the Holy Spirit already in your life? Are you able to speak in other tongues? So this has been fulfilled. This scripture was fulfilled on the day of Pentecost. In Acts chapter 2 verses 1 to 4. Jesus said in Acts 1:8, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost come upon you. Now, Isaiah said, until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness be a fruitful field, and the fruitful field be counted for a forest. Father, we bless your name this morning for your word. Thank you for touching our lives. Thank you for the message you have sent forth. Your word runneth very swiftly, and we run on the wings of your word this week, overcoming every obstacle. Overcoming every obstacle.
Thank you once again for listening to this message. We hope it has been a blessing to you. Our goal is to show you the God of the Bible so that you can know Him intimately, beyond religion, and rediscover purpose in Him. Please connect with us on all our social media platforms at the XPHNG, or join us in our live services at Mokola Ibadan for fellowship and partnership. God bless you.